Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called loving death. And I'll start in Romans 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So I want to ask the question, what is death? Is death simply the end of life on earth? Or is it a corruption, a disintegrating reality that men cling to? Well, we see all over Scripture what it means to be dead spiritually, and I want to highlight that today. Death is not only a one-time event, it's a way of life. 1 Timothy 5, verse 6. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. In fact, in Proverbs, as me and my brother just went over in the Proverbs 8 audio you can find on the Ecclesia gathering, it talks about those that hate wisdom, loving death. Proverbs 8:36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So death is the decay of this world. Ponder this, neighbor. Can you take anything with you when you die? Any pleasure, any hobby or career, any vain pursuit of the mind? The Scriptures tell us plainly that the wisdom of this world is vain. 1 Corinthians 3:19-20. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Those that love that which corrupts, decays, is dying, don't they love death? Are they not dead in their sins? And the hope we have in Christ is life by His Holy Spirit, quickening us who were once dead in sin unto eternal life. Ephesians 2:5-7. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And Jesus Christ, His word, will never pass away. Luke 21:33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My word shall not pass away. This is a good test then. Are we being conformed to death, the decay and corruption of this world, or to Christ, by His Holy Spirit and eternal word, which will endure forever? Romans 8:29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. So ponder what it means to be dead in sin today, neighbor. This is the current state of most of the world, besides a puny few. Examine what the culture lives for, and discern, is it eternal or temporary? Is this death or life? John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So that was just my short study on loving death. It's a very deep topic. But I encourage you to just take a look at the culture, take a look at the people around you in your everyday life. Only a puny few are striving to enter into the kingdom of God. If that's the case, what are they living for? Ponder that. Are they living for the vanity of this world? Is there anything in your own life that you're still holding on to that you can't take with you? Or is everything you're holding on to eternal? Are all your treasures in heaven? Is your heart in heaven? Is your heart in the eternal things? Or is your heart still kind of here, holding on to that which is decaying, holding on to death? I encourage you to ponder that. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.